This is Paris.
Welcome back to This is Paris. Paris, your listeners would love to ask you some questions. I feel like you've got some good advice. They need it. So we've got some voicemails that they've sent in, and we want to know what you think.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love that you can leave me voicemails, ask me anything, and anyone who wants to ask something, send it to 833-87-PARIS. So let's listen to our first person.
This is from Becky.
Hi, Paris. It's Becky. I need some help. I pick the worst dudes, and I think I might be a little addicted to toxicity. How do I stop it?
All right, Becky. I know exactly what you're talking about because I used to pick the worst dudes, and just, I don't know, I just felt like I literally would pick like the most wrong, terrible people, maybe because it's like I live in LA and most of the guys here are beyond. But my advice on how to stop is just to stop. Like, try to find nice guys. I know a lot of girls are attracted to the bad boy, but the bad boy always ends up being bad. So my advice is to maybe go somewhere else. Like, don't find a guy like at a club or like somewhere that's like attracts those type of guys. Like, maybe go to like the library or like church or just somewhere where like someone sweet and innocent will be. And you'll realize that you actually like the nice guy much more. And just like, I don't know, give them a chance and let them in. And I feel that you will like experience a different kind of love.
That's good. I like the advice. I also think that it's hysterical to imagine you, if you were single, going to a library, Paris, to go meet a guy. I think it's advice that maybe you can't follow as easily yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, don't go to the library. I don't even know why I said that. I was just trying to think of like the nerdiest, lamest.
If you've ever been to a library, by the way,
no.
It's weirdos. I've been to many libraries. The people who are there are kind of, they're either super doofusy or they're very weird. I'm one of them, I guess, because I'm there all the time. But I have a good rule that Paris actually said earlier. If the guy wants to watch himself on television or in a movie or listen to his own music with you, you might be dating the wrong guy.
Yes.
And I think Paris already learned that lesson, so... Yeah. That was our first one. I feel like that's good advice, though. Okay.
Yeah.
See if we can
get better at it. I think I was just, this is our first time doing this part, so yeah.
Becky got the shit advice. Let's go to the Hannah, who's going to get some better advice.
All right.
I have spent all of 2020 literally living in sweatpants, and I'm so sick of it. Paris, what are going to be the new style trends of 2021? What do I need to start buying? And are low-rise jeans really going to make a comeback?
All right, Hannah. Well, I can relate to you because I have been in sweats the entire year as well, but I love them. I'm in it right now, actually, my Velour Juicy Couture tracksuit, and I just love it. It's so comfortable. It's so cute. And I think there's a way to do it. Like most sweatpants, like other types that are not juicy are just ugly and boring and lame. So if I were you, I would definitely get some juicy because they're fashionable, they're fun, and it's just like hot loungewear. And then I think other trends for 2021, since, I don't know, hopefully the world will open up one day soon. But I think just wearing things like sportswear is really cute. If you can find cute tracksuits, like jeans, pretty long dresses, like a lot of neon colors that just put you in a good mood. And yeah, just things I think that just make you happy personally. And low-rise jeans, I love them. I'm obsessed. But I haven't worn them in a long time. I think that was something that I loved like in the early 2000s. But now I'm really into like high-waisted jeans. I think that they are just look really chic. So that's another trend of 2021.
Hannah, you really got some good advice there. Again, sorry to Becky. Try again next year. Let's go to Riley.
Hi, Paris. So we all love you, and we love seeing you in love and in happy. But we all want to know when are you getting engaged? When is it happening? We want the inside scoop. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Riley. I am so in love and so happy and like on cloud nine and glowing and like floating around, and I've never felt this way. So I love that you guys see that, and thank you so much. And I don't know, because it's going to be a surprise, but it's something we definitely talk about, and I know I'm going to be with him forever. So stay tuned, because I think it's going to be happening very soon.
Let's go to our final one. This is from Danielle. And now you're three questions in, Paris. This better be the best advice anyone's ever given in their life.
This is so much fun. I love these voicemails. Keep them coming, guys.
Hi, Paris. This is Danielle from Santa Monica, California. I am calling because, one, I'm a massive fan of yours, but I'm also a really big fan of the Housewives franchise. And with a new season of Beverly Hills coming up soon, I wanted to know what you thought of your mom joining the cast.
Danielle, I don't know what to think. My mom is so hilarious and so beautiful and so much fun, but I haven't watched that show actually in a while. I used to watch it in the beginning, but then it was just so much drama, and it's hard because like both my aunts are on the show, and they just like would have these like fights and arguments, and just like, you know, when you're watching your family do that, it's kind of just weird to watch. So I hope that my mom doesn't get into like arguments with people, because I just feel, I don't know, I just feel like those type of shows, like they feed off of that and they want everyone to fight and they love the drama. And I just don't want my mom like having to like argue with people on national television. It's just beyond.
It's not a good look, but it also happens in like every episode on every one of these shows, and then people just move on and then they just make more money. You know, like it's really, there's no downside besides it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that she doesn't like get dragged into the drama.
Would you watch the show if she was on it again?
Definitely, because it's my mom. So I'm going to like tune in and see what's happening. I know that she'll be entertaining. She's so funny. Like that's where I get my sense of humor from, is my mom.
All right, well, we're excited to see it. Did she watch Simple Life?
Yes. She actually didn't want me to do it because that was like the first reality show. So she didn't know what to expect. So when I got offered it, her and my sister were like, Paris, do not do that show. Like, this is beneath you. You're not going to do a reality show. Like, what the hell? Like, you're Paris Hilton. Like, you need to, like, be doing something else. And I didn't listen. And then when it came out, my mom, like, loved it and was like, it was such a huge success. And she's like, I'm actually happy you didn't listen to me and you did this, because the show is just genius and hilarious. So, yeah, didn't follow her advice.
If you guys, again, you want your voicemails listened to and answered, you want some advice from Paris, the phone number is Paris.
833-87-PARIS.
833-87-PARIS. Leave us a voicemail. And, of course, go follow us on social media. Have a good day.
Yas. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at This is Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com or leave us a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. Be hot. Subscribe now, my little Hiltons.